So every year, Erev Shabbos Chanukah, there's always a very big dilemma that's brought up. Someone comes to Rav Zilberstein and says this same issue as well. Ha'im yispalo mincha b'yichidus b'erev Shabbos k'dei lahakti mincha lahalakas ner Chanukah. He says it's Erev Shabbos right now. It's a half hour to before Shabbos. He said, the guy said to Rav Zilberstein, I know there's a halacha that there's some post can bring down, that it's an important thing to daven mincha before you light candles on Erev Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos Chanukah, but let's say I'm not able to find a minion of a half hour right before. My Yasa, what should I do? Ha'im yispal ki es mincha biyichidus. Should I daven mincha right there and there by myself before lighting, so I could be yotze that according to the poskim, you should daven mincha before. We're going to see why. Oh, sheyalig neres biyispal achach tefila betzibur. Or should I light my menorah with my family and then just go daven betzibur in shul? So which one should I do? Should I daven biyichidus and then light candles? Or should I wait to daven mincha? Should I light candles first and then daven mincha with a tzibur? Rav Zilberstein goes through the whole rundown over here. In Chashugei Chemer and Chanukah, he quotes the Shari Tshuva. Simin Tuf Reish Ayin Tes. Quotes the Shari Tshuva, is explaining. Shalachin Tzarech L'Ispal Mincha Kodem Halakas Neiros. A person should be very careful and cognizant that a person should daven mincha early on Erev Shabbos Chanukah before lighting the menorah. Why? Mishum shebeis hamikdash haya carbon atamin kodem alakas haner. Says because in the beis hamikdash the carbon tamid of the tzoraim of the afternoon was brought before the menorah, was brought before the alakas haner, before they would light the candles in the beis hamikdash. And therefore we see that if the carbon tamid, which is mincha, is keneged the carbon tamid, right? If the carbon tamid was brought before alakas haner, therefore the mincha, which now is in place of the carbon tamid, should really be done before halakas haner. The prima gadim says on the tough in simin tough resh ayin alef sitkat and yud kasa mishum dahave tar to desatre. He says because it might be something called tar dahave tar to desatre, which basically means that it might look like you're contradicting yourself. Why? If you light Chanukah candles and then you go daven mincha, you're lighting already for Shabbos. You're lighting for Friday night and then you're davening mincha. It's like you're taking in Shabbos, but then you're still davening mincha. Shari'im madlik neiros Chanukah shalayla. If you're lighting the candle of Chanukah at night, and then it looks like you're accepting already Shabbos already. Ukvar efshar lahalik zaner shalayla. Im achach hispal mincha shal yom. And then right afterwards, you're going to say mincha of the day, right? A Friday, not Shabbos. Havei kitarti desatri adadi. Therefore, you're contradicting. You're saying that night that you're lighting candles not for Friday, for Shabbos. But then you're going back, and then you're contradicting yourself by saying mincha, daven mincha for the day. And it says, therefore, umashma midvarav, the Rav Zilberstein has an implication from this, according to the Prima Gadim, shagam yispal b'yichidus im ein minyan ke'es. According to the Prima Gadim, the Prima Gadim would hold that you should daven b'yichidus if you're not able to daven the minyan before lighting. The Prima Gadim would say, light, he would say, daven mincha by yourselves, and then light the menorah. However, Rav Zilberstein said, I asked this question to my father-in-law, Rav Yashiv, and he said, v'amalu b'pshitas, shetfida b'tzibor adif. Davening with the tzibor is more important, because that is brought down in the Gemara. There are plenty of Gemaras that talk about the koach of davening with the tzibor, and that din is found in the Gemara. However, the din that you should daven mincha before lighting candles is nowhere found in the Gemara. It's only a rak lezeichel mikdash, of something that the Shari Tshuva brings down as a zeichel mikdash, a remembrance, so that just like they did the carbon tamid before lighting the menorah, so therefore that's something that's a zecher, but there's no mention of it in the Gemara. He also said, Rav Zilberstein, for another reason why you should light the menorah and then daven mincha and shul, another reason why, he says, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, in Simen Tav Resh Ayin Tef, Sivkat and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shari Tshuva, and he says, "Denochon nachachil al yeshispal mincha tchila v'achach yadlik." He says, the best thing to do is be able to daven mincha first, and then light. However, if you look at the Shari Tzion there, he writes in Sef Katan Zayin, Shener rak ketsas kitar satsa desatri. It's only a little bit of a kisarta desatri, which basically means that, as we said earlier, that you're contradicting whether if the night is starting and then you're going back to Davin Mincha for the day. He says it's only ksas. And therefore, for two reasons. One, Rabbi Yashiv said, because there's no mention of that din in the Gemara, that you should Davin Mincha before lighting. And the Gemara does mention the amazing ability of davening with a minyan. That's the first reason why a person should light the menorah and then he should daven with the tzibur if he's not able to daven with the tzibur. But the best thing is, according to some poskim, to be able to daven with the tzibur before lighting. This question is only if you should daven b'yichidus versus
daven bichidus before the menorah or davening with a tzibur after. And for the second reason, he said that you should wait for the tzibur. It's only ksas kesar to start. It's not the biggest thing, because as Rav Zorbasin explains, Chazal made this time right here. Erev Shabbos zez manu lahadik mibod yom. The Chazal knew that this was the time to be able to that you should light. But lo mishum shemachshiv lelayla. Let's not could actually consider light. Adraba, because if it's really nighttime, it would be usher. If it was really nighttime, it would be usher for you to light candles as well. We know that you're not allowed to light on Shabbos. So therefore, for these two reasons, Rabbi Yosher's reason that tzibur is mentioned in the Gemara. There's no mention of this din in the Gemara about davening before lighting. And number two, it's only according to the poskim, it's only a little ksas, but it's not really contradicting. And therefore, Rav Zorbasin told this guy, you should wait to daven mincha, first light candles with your family, and then go daven mincha in shul to tzibur. So according to some poskim say that's really the best thing to do, to be able to daven with a tzibur before you light, then you could be yuhiyotzi this shari tshuva. But at the end of the day, unfortunately, you know, so many people, you know, you work, you're leaving work as it is so early on a Friday. To be able to leave even earlier, sometimes it's very hard. So as Zorbasin would say, daven, have menuchas nefesh, help set the table, come home like a mensch, light the mechanic menorah, and then go daven with the tzibur. Obviously, according to certain poskim, the best thing to be able to do to be able to this shari tshuva is to be able to daven with a minyan. But sometimes people are just, it's not shaykh. Also happens to be in the Hasidic world, according to Al-Riza and others, if you're into the Hasidim and the Kabbalistic way, the best thing to be able to do, they don't follow this practice. Or I should say most Hasidim don't follow this practice, and they light menorah and then they daven mincha as late as possible, obviously before Shkia. Be'ez Hashem Yishbarach, we should be zochet to have a beautiful, beautiful Chanukah. And if you're listening to this year on this Chabura on Erev Shabbos Chanukah, Mitzvah Shem Yishbarach, have a beautiful Shabbos Chanukah. Shkoyach.